More than 20 local convenience stores have already applied for and been approved by the Alcohol and Gaming Commission of Ontario, AGCO, to sell beer and liquor as part of the provincial government's plan to expand alcohol sales beyond the LCBO and beer store. According to the AGCO website, 15 stores in Orillia and 8 in the surrounding townships have successfully applied for the program. See list at end of article of all the local stores. The Ford government announced in May that, after September 5, eligible convenience stores will be able to sell beer, cider, wine and ready-to-drink alcoholic beverages and, after October 31, all eligible grocery and big-box stores will be able to sell beer, cider, wine and ready-to-drink beverages, including in large pack sizes. The province says the move will open up sales to an estimated 8,500 stores. And that's good news, the owner of Quail's Brewery told Orillia Matters earlier this year. Not just for us, but any craft brewer, it means an extra 8,000-plus points of distribution, said Graydon Lau, owner of the Oro Medonte beer maker. That's an awesome opportunity. Who wouldn't want that to happen? He said part of the brewery's work over the next 2 years will include making sure it can successfully tap into the expanded market. It's great to have the opportunity to sell our beer in places east, west, north and south, but how do we get our beer there and, more importantly, how do we get our beer there profitably? Lau asked. Jeremy Burke says he loves the idea of being able to pick up his alcoholic beverages at a local convenience store. Always having to go to a specific location, such as the LCBO, is a pain in the rear, he said, adding he's also tired of being so heavily taxed on our liquor in the province. When traveling in the USA, we enjoy the fact that you can get all of your items quick and easy at the gas bar or convenience store, local pharmacy, etc. I'm hopeful that more competition may actually be better for all of us consumers, said Burke. Jess DeFeber admits there are likely both pros and cons to the change. It's very, America, I feel. But then I think about the chalet on Highway 26 on the way to Wasaga Beach that has a little bit of everything in it and it's nice to not have to travel far where we are, she said. It also raises the concern of if alcohol will be sold to minors more often now because LCBO and such train their staff so much more. What kind of training will the staff at these stores receive, and how will it be monitored? She also raises concerns about employee safety once sales begin. I recall a time where it seemed, convenience stores, were getting robbed nearly daily. I worry that will be a more regular occurrence again once you add access to alcohol to the mix, she said. At least the LCBO often has security guards. I can't imagine every single convenience store can afford to have its own security. According to the AGCO website, holders of convenience store licenses and/or new grocery store licenses, issued on or after June 17, 2024, cannot sell or offer for sale liquor in their stores before September 5, 2024 for convenience stores, October 31, 2024 for new grocery stores, issued on or after June 17, 2024. While many customers are happy with the change, the cost of allowing grocery, big box and corner stores to start selling alcohol this fall could be far higher than the government has let on according to calculation from the Ontario Liberal Party, which is estimating the hit to the provincial treasury would be $150 million over 2 years. As well, Premier Doug Ford put out a video Monday showing how convenient it already is for Ontarians to pick up beer, wine and spirits as LCBO workers continue to strike. For a list of all convenience stores in the Orillia area that have already received approval by the AGCO, see below. Orillia Hometown Variety Shop, 247A West Street N. Orchard Gate Gas Bar, 661 Atherley Road. Skylark Express, 459 West St. N. Pioneer on the Run, 425 West Street N. Westridge Convenience Store, 3300 Monarch Drive. Petro Canada, 610 Atherley Road. Circle K, 8023 Highway 12. Aurelia Ace Variety, 1031 Mississauga Street W. Circle K, 317 Atherley Road. Esso Convenience Store, 463 West Street N. Circle K Shell, 3 West Mount Dr. S. Circle K, 176 Memorial Avenue. J's Variety, 434 Lackley Street. Quick Stop, 9305 Highway 11N. County Fair Petro Canada, 281 Coldwater Road. Severn. Esso Convenience Store, 9279 Highway 11N. Esso, 78 Lone Pine Road. 10374750 Canada Inc., 36 Lone Pine Road. Oro Medonte. Price's Corner Variety Store, 9110 Highway 12. Anisha's Mart, 2021 Ridge Road. W. RAMARA. Ramara Fuels, 5236 Highway 12. Washago. Houston's Village Grocery, 3391 Muskoka Street. Coldwater. Jag's Variety Store, 38 Coldwater Road. With files from Greg McGrath and Dave Dawson.